this morning we all met up here in the Bronx out in front, and you know, a lot of the union members did, and we said a couple chants, and then we went up and started work. So it is good to, you know, be talking to our clients again, and you know, to all be here together in the office. You know, it's a very different setting than the last 6 weeks, but it's been good.
Ian, on Friday when we spoke, the bargaining unit and management had agreed to the terms of the contract. The members hadn't voted. They did that yesterday. You've now got a working contract. What have you agreed to?
The new contract is pretty favorable to our employees. It restores the prior salary scales. It recognizes in our non-discrimination policy gender expression. It restores our retirement benefits, and it keeps our health care equitable so that, you know, the cost of the health care don't fall on our sickest members. And those were some of the primary goals of the strike. It was, you know, about equity and keeping things fair amongst our employees and making sure we could all continue to do this work. And one of the biggest victories is also a clause that we got that we're calling layoff equity, that ensures that if there are significant layoffs in the future, that they be fair and reasonable as they affect the union. And if they're not fair and reasonable, there's an expedited arbitration process that, you know, we can use to try to overturn the layoff. So that's pretty powerful for a lot of our members.
In your contract, one of the stipulations was layoff equity. What's that all about?
The ratio is actually one manager for every three union employees. And, you know, that's a very top-heavy ratio, right, a kind of top-heavy organization. So we just want to ensure that going forward, we're not taking further cuts from, you know, the staff members that actually see clients on a day-to-day basis. And we're hoping that that term, you know, ensures that in the long term.
The other benefit that you were able to agree to was of contributions from staff and management to the healthcare plan. What are the details of that item in the contract?
One of the big areas where management was really pushing back and trying to take some pretty onerous cuts was in healthcare. And, you know, this is a common theme union-wide, nationwide now. And so that was something we were really pushing back against. And, of course, we would like to have that discussion, you know, where can we make this work for the organization, but we'd like to have it not on strike. And I think that this is a good opportunity to do that, right? In a year, this contract will be up, and we want to, you know, have a sustainable way we can go forward and try to identify some cost savings for the organization.
You were on strike for nearly 6 weeks. What was that like for members? What were some of the good aspects of it? It tends to try people in different ways. Were you encouraged by support of unions around the city? I know that you had many that came forward to show their support of what you were doing. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, we were on strike for nearly 6 weeks, and the organization hadn't been on strike in nearly 20 years. So for a huge swath of union members, it was the first time on strike, whether with this organization or at all. And that was, you know, something new for a lot of people. I think in some ways it was exhilarating and exciting to really be making a stand on behalf of something that we all believe in. But on the other hand, of course, there were many moments that were scary, and there were some times when, you know, when our healthcare was cut off without notice. I think that there were some tactics that were used that were kind of upsetting for some of the members to see. On top of that, you know, when you're not getting a paycheck, it's always upsetting to, you know, see different people around you in different states of you know, financial stability. So at times, you know, it was difficult, but I think the thing that was important was that we all managed to kind of hold together and, you know, get a pretty good result from that.
So you're back now at work. What's that like? I'm wondering if you've been inundated phone calls and you've got many case files now to attend to. So what's the first day been like?
Excuse me. There's certainly a lot to do. You know, we got here, all of us on the dot at 9, and by 9:05 I was getting phone calls and, you know, got back into my email and was checking my email. And, you know, there'll be a transition period in terms of, you know, working with our managers and, you know, working with each other and getting back into the casework. But that's what we're really excited to do, is get back to work on behalf of our clients, right? We all made a very conscious decision to go into this line of work, whether it was 5 years ago or 25 years ago. And it does feel good to get back into a routine. And I think you're right, there will be some time where we're just trying to wade through the last few weeks. But at some point, it'll get back to normal, and I think everybody's looking forward to that.